With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Investigators have recovered recorders from the plane that collided Wednesday with an Army helicopter as it landed at Ronald Reagan National Airport next to Washington, D.C., all 67 aboard the two aircraft killed. As the recovery operation on the Potomac River continues today, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson promises the mid-air tragedy is being given his highest priority. On the Salem Media Group program, this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says everyone in America has been impacted.
We're still reeling from it. Capitol Hill is. We're all looking for answers, and we're looking to improve the processes to ensure something like that never happens again. And it is a real problem. I mean, some have suggested we should just decrease the air traffic there, or maybe even shut the airport down or something. I mean, that's absurd, of course. Reagan is at the center of the heart of the nation's capital and its activity, and you have to keep it open and active.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on Capitol Hill on radio stations nationwide this weekend, and also starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, on Thursday night, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to lead the Department of the Interior. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the report.
Burgum was easily confirmed with a vote of 79-18. Burgum's replacement, Republican Governor Kelly Armstrong, sent out a press release congratulating Burgum in his new role. The National Governors Association also put out a statement on their website. Many of President Donald Trump's picks have been easily confirmed, especially Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy was also confirmed on Tuesday with a vote of 77-22. Lee Zeldin was also confirmed on Wednesday to lead the Environmental Protection Agency in a 56-42 vote. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. A new report on persecution of Christians in Egypt.
It comes from Coptic Solidarity, and it reveals that Muslim radicals are expanding their program of kidnapping Christian women and girls and subjecting them to forced marriages. The report states that, quote, many hundreds of Coptic women have been forcibly disappeared in the last decades in Egypt, but government officials and legislators in the West have been hesitant to speak out. Egyptian law enforcement has also been turning a blind eye to the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio pastor who is fighting to keep a homeless shelter open in the city of Bryan says he will appeal the latest court ruling against him. A judge has found Pastor Chris Avell guilty of violating zoning and fire codes in a criminal case. But his attorneys have vowed to appeal the verdict. The church, called Dad's Place, remains open in the meantime for those needing a place to stay. The judge stayed his ruling for 30 days. This is SRN News. The figure skating world experiencing unique grief from the deadly crash of the tragic American Airlines crash that claimed the lives of nearly 70 people. Among the passengers, 14 members of the skating community who are returning from a big competition in the Midwest.
Two young figure skaters, two of their parents, and two coaches from the Skating Club of Boston were among those killed. Kerrigan says upon hearing about the tragedy, she came to the skating club.
I don't come here that often, and I just didn't know what else to do. So I just thought I needed to be with some friends.
Older members of the skating club say the accident reminds them of when the entire U.S. figure skating team was lost in an airline crash in 1961 in Belgium. I'm Donna Water.
Joining Nancy Kerrigan at yesterday's press conference was the first U.S. woman's Olympic gold medalist, Dr. Tinley Albright, who had taken up ice skating to recover from a bout with polio. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.